This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The social and moral and political dimensions of the news from the Departments of Education and Justice today. Their instructions to states, school districts, and individual schools on the accommodation of transgender students are being, as you know, well covered elsewhere. We are going to stick to the actual letter of the law, Title IX of the United States Code, where the or else part of that letter is pretty well spelled out. If you take federal money, you got to do what we say. We gave Mitchell Hartman from our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting the job of figuring out exactly what's at stake here, funding-wise.
K through 12 public schools are mostly funded locally from property taxes and state budgets. But about one in every $10, $57 billion in all, comes from the feds, says Michael Griffith at the Education Commission of the States.
Federal dollars cover mainly Title I or low-income kids, and IDEA, which is special education.
So, what's at stake if a state refuses to give transgender students access to the bathrooms of their choice?
If you look at North Carolina, they received about $1.5 billion. If you say even half of that is at risk, it's a pretty large amount of money.
And, says Griffith, it would hit poor kids hardest, though special ed programs might be exempt from punishment. Lawyer Elizabeth Marvin has been involved in numerous LGBT rights cases. She says this is a warning shot.
A message to agencies that receive federal funds that the Department of Justice is behind the Department of Education's interpretation, that they're willing to enforce it.
But, she says, not overnight or even this month or this year. There'd be investigations and legal procedures state by state and district by district before money was withheld. And what might it cost to comply? Peyton Chapman is principal at Lincoln High here in Portland. Her school simply turned three existing bathrooms into private gender-neutral ones.
There hasn't been a cost. I would say, professional development. It's time. It's teacher time. It's leadership time.
She says that's what it takes to get students, staff, and parents on board. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.